Right now, it's time to talk about a unique support program for expectant and new moms, something called Check On Mom. Here to talk about that is Beth. Beth, I knew your name before I looked at it. Beth.
Badalino.
Thank you, Beth. Sorry about that.
And that's okay.
CEO of Healthy Women, and also with Ashley Randolph, who's the founder of Glow Premies and a co-founder of the Alliance for Black NICU Families. Let's talk, I guess, Beth, if we can get into information. And I've learned a term that I didn't know there was, a fourth trimester. Let's talk about that and, I guess, how that relates to women who have given birth.
Sure. So it's the fourth trimester. It's the first 12 weeks after baby is born is the fourth trimester. And what we've done is we are launching a campaign called Check On Mom. And it's all about taking care of her after she has that baby. For many of us, we focus on, you know, the baby coming. Most moms create the birth plan. In fact, we did a national survey and found that 75% of soon-to-be moms have created a birth plan, but only 21% have created a plan to support their own mental health and wellness after that baby is born. And so we're here to remind mom and her family and friends to support her after that baby's born. We know that taking care of new babies or baby or babies can be so overwhelming for many of us. We feel the pressure to do it all. And the Check On Mom program provides information and resources to help women prepare for and get the support they need during that 12 weeks after the baby's born or that fourth trimester.
Hey, Ashley, if you could talk a little bit about your experience. What did you go through after having given birth to a baby?
Yes, thank you for that question. So for me, I'm a three-time preemie mom. But the most life-changing for me has always been bringing the baby home. After I bring the baby home, I always felt like I had to do it all on my own, especially after my first one. And I really felt isolated because I was away in college, states away from my family and friends. And what I really needed at that moment after bringing my first child home was a really good team that I could rely on, especially when I needed to get some rest or those moments that I forgot to eat dinner at night and went to sleep without eating. So for me, I started advocating for African-American families in low-income communities nationwide. And I have noticed that it's also common for new moms to always feel like they have to do it all. And what I just want is a gentle reminder to those expectant moms and new moms that it is okay to feel that you need a little assistance and you can let your guard down and build your reliable team before the baby arrives and have something in place, such as one meal a day being delivered or laundry being done one time a week so that you can focus on the baby and your mental well-being.
How important is that, the support system, and how do you know who's going to be there after the baby's born? A lot of times people will sort of say, they'll step up, but you need to have them deliver afterwards.
The support system is so, so important. And what research has shown that moms are more likely to experience postpartum depression if they receive no support or minimal support from friends and family or community after the birth than those women receiving appropriate support. So that's why Sage has launched this new program, Check On Mom, to make sure that we remind women the importance of taking care of her own mental maternal health, the importance of taking care of her as well as that newborn.
What kind of support will they get through this My Check On Mom?
It's a great program. It's a template. So you can visit mycheckonmom.com to receive inspirational support, tech support. It's a plan that allows your friends and family to help that new mom as she transitions from hospital to home. Ashley, am I forgetting anything?
No, it is what I call your one-stop shop to supporting mom. So any resources that you need or any suggestions that you just want to know, what can I do to help mom more? That is a great place to start.
What are some of the feelings that you end up getting that maybe they wouldn't be expecting? We always talk about it's related to postpartum. Some mothers deal with it differently.
Some of the symptoms? Yeah, so some of the symptoms of postpartum depression is a mix of physical and emotional behavioral symptoms. It can be depressive hobbies. Difficult in sleeping, you might notice weight change, loss of weight or gaining of weight, difficulty in decision making, but the most important thing is active thoughts of harming yourself or harming your baby. And the MyCheckOnMom.com provides information and support if you're feeling that way. And the most important thing that we want to remind all new moms is if you feel that you are going to hurt yourself or the baby, you need to talk to your healthcare provider. They're there to help support you.
Right. You need to vocalize this, let them know about it. Try not to do this. And he's mentioned about if you're alone, it kind of creates the issues for that. Again, you can go to mycheckonmom.com to find out more. Our guest this morning, Healthy Women CEO Beth Badalino, and also Ashley Randolph, founder of Glow Preemies and the co-founder of the Alliance of Black NICU Families. We appreciate your time this morning. Thank you for getting the word out today.
Thank you.